A new round of lawsuits accuses cigarette makers of deceiving smokers about the tar and nicotine content of light brands. Tobacco companies say light is about taste, not health. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Former smoker John Hines made the switch to Marlboro Lights in the mid-80s.
I was always kind of health conscious and wanted to quit, tried quitting several times. I ended up switching to the lights thinking that, well, if I can't quit, maybe I can smoke something that has less tar and less nicotine and something that might be less harmful.
Nicotine is addictive, and tar is a carcinogen in cigarette smoke. Hines later found out that studies showed he was getting just as much tar and nicotine, maybe even more than if he'd smoked regular Marlboros. Hines, a 48-year-old retired club manager who lives in Palm City, Florida, is now part of a class-action lawsuit against Marlboro maker Philip Morris. It accuses the company of deceptive business practices.
The companies are out there telling the American people that things are light or less harmful and things like that for you, and here they turn out that they are not. If anything, you might even smoke more.
The Florida case is on behalf of anyone who bought Marlboro Lights in the state dating back to 1971, possibly millions of people. Damages could reach into the billions of dollars. 10 other class action lawsuits over light cigarettes are pending in 10 more states, and lawyers are preparing others. Philadelphia attorney Stephen Scheller is coordinating the lawsuits. He says just like past claims that there was no evidence that smoking causes disease and that cigarettes were not addictive, light cigarettes are a big tobacco fraud.
They purposely designed these cigarettes to trick the smokers.
Scheller says internal tobacco industry documents reveal that the company's new smokers tend to compensate with light cigarettes, taking deeper drags and holding smoke in their lungs longer. As a result, people inhale higher levels of tar and nicotine than measured by the government's testing machines, the numbers that are used in advertising and on cigarette packs. Scheller's lawsuits seek to eliminate the use of terms light and low tar. Such brands make up an overwhelming majority of the U.S. cigarette market.
People are buying every moment and smoking every moment. Carlton Lights, Marlboro Lights, Ultra Lights, Meritz, True. Those cigarettes are all a scam.
Like other tobacco and health cases, the light cigarette lawsuits accuse the industry of fraud and deception. But what's different is these cases are not about whether cigarettes have caused a personal injury or made the smokers sick. Scheller says that cripples tobacco's traditional defense strategy of arguing that smokers are well aware of the health risks.
And that's their Achilles heel. That is not the case with a regular cigarette. Those situations are, you know, we warned you, we told you. I think this is an intentional, willful misrepresentation about the health risks of their cigarettes.
But tobacco firms say they never tried to convince smokers that light or low-tar cigarettes were better for them. William Olemeyer is vice president and associate general counsel at Philip Morris.
And that's a charge that just doesn't stand up to the facts. The fact is that every package of so-called light cigarettes that has ever been sold by any manufacturer in this country has been sold with a health warning on it that says the product can cause cancer and other serious diseases.
Olemeyer says Philip Morris has never promoted Marlboro Lights as being any less hazardous. He says the term light has a different meaning.
Lighter in flavor. It's a taste and flavor issue, and it's hard to explain, I think, to people who don't smoke. But when they were introduced in 1971, the ad copy was very clear that it was a lighter taste, a lighter flavor, lighter smoke than a regular Marlboro.
The question for juries in these cases will be what light really means. A jury in Oregon recently found that a smoker who died of cancer was indeed misled by Philip Morris when she switched to the low-tar Merit brand. It ordered the company to pay $150 million in punitive damages. The first of these new class-action lawsuits over light cigarettes is expected to go to trial this winter. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.